Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Hey, okay, so, Ange, are you comfortable on your knees? Like, well, ha, never mind, because you're always on your knees.
Well, I don't have a chair. Relax.
Ange.
I love when we start the show with outtakes, because there's no chair in here for Ange, so she decided to climb onto the countertop and sit there on her knees.
I didn't realize
I sure wasn't a chair.
Do you want to sit right here?
No,
oh, my God,
fine.
That's so nice of you.
I'm going to get up here.
It's all right. She fell also
Is
2 seconds before
limit on this.
I hope not.
Can I get on here?
I just know that if the engineers walk by and see a bunch of people sitting up on the counters, they're really going to freak
out. That's why you are the responsible one, Nene.
I don't know about responsible, but I try every once in a while. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, girl.
It's been a little bit since we've gotten together, and I know there's reasons for that. And I always feel like I have to apologize when we skip a week, because I feel like I'm letting myself down and all of us down because we're trying to be consistent. But you know what we do consistently? We change every single day.
Sure do.
And I was doing research because I'd heard this before. People told me once that like our bodies completely, like we are different people every 7 years.
Big facts.
But not just different people because we evolve, but like
mentally.
The actual chemical
physically?
Makeup, our cells are different
like
every
DNA?
7 years. Yeah. Which would also explain why I have a million food allergies now and I never did before because my new body said, screw you, bitch.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah,
I'm definitely different than I was when I was 14.
Well, I mean, duh, fam. That was like 10 years ago.
Oh, my God. Everybody just paused for a second. What? You hit puberty, bro.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of change.
Go on.
You got your period, Ange.
I love you.
I got it at 9.
Okay.
Yeah. I know.
That happens. I got a couple cousins that happened, too.
That actually kind of sucks, though, because you started getting all those cramps from the early age of 9.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that means that you'll stop early.
Jeez.
You better get pregnant.
Yeah, let's get knocked up. Let's have a radio baby.
Okay, this is not one of those
packs. Okay, yeah, shifting the conversation.
Sorry, we're not changing
that
much.
Packs when we're like, okay, guys, we're all going to get pregnant this year.
The pregnancy pack.
Oh my gosh, the pregnancy pack. Have you seen that movie?
I would like to get pregnant ASAP. I'm not
going to lie.
We should
do that, actually, guys, when we're all ready. Let's all do it.
Okay.
So our babies can grow up and play together.
I would, like,
and then
I'm
they can
it.
Have their own podcast. Oh my gosh, it'll be like the
Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains
Junior
2.0.
Stop!
Junior. You think this is like Junior Chefs? It's like the
Guilty
Iron Chefs Juniors. GP2 Juniors.
Whatever.
Today I'm going to talk about what happened in my diaper and I'm going to just lay it all on the line. GP2 Juniors.
Funny. Mommy gave me asparagus. Ew.
Oh my God, I think they spiked my bottle.
Oh my God.
I hate us.
Oh, I hate us too. But the way it's going to go is you guys are going to have your kids first and they'll babysit mine.
That's fine.
That's kind of the plan.
I'm with it.
But I brought up the change part originally.
Okay. Yeah, change.
Because I think that we are all out here trying to evolve and be better on a daily basis.
Sure.
And I think that I also want that for this podcast. Not that anything is fully going to change, but I want it to be better. I want us to take some time and kind of build a three-dimensional world with it, which was the initial plan.
That's a good way
but
to put it.
It requires a lot of time and commitment, and I am not complaining because I want to do this.
Sure.
But we all have radio shows, too. So, you know, trying to do 3D and 4 different shows, I'm not a Kardashian, and I don't know how to multitask like that.
Yeah.
So, but we're learning. All I'm saying is we're going to take a little baby hiatus intentionally and come back with new fresh episodes and a 3D element to it, yes. which is going to be more videos and more useful things and knowledge for your lives that you'll be able to see and interact with more. So we're going to just elevate Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains. So we just fast forwarded 7 years and we're going to give it new cells and just call it like a new and improved.
Yeah, still we got the same tea, same drama.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Same players.
Same life experiences.
But I think that because of spring and I've just been on a really introspective, deep journey for what? I don't know, the entire pandemic. That we also did this experiment. So I don't know if you guys that are listening want to do something similar to this, but it's one thing when we look in the mirror and we see ourselves. You know, body dysmorphia is a real thing. You know, you don't necessarily That's see so what valid. Everybody else sees. Mm-hmm. And I think that that also goes for, I don't want to say personality dysmorphia because that's probably not a thing, mm-hmm. but you don't always know yourself the same way that other people do. Now, you probably know yourself better, or you're at least on the journey to do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are things about yourself that you're unaware of. And so you got to ask your friends. You got to ask your friends to be like, look at me.
Totally.
Who am I? Who am I to you? And not because, you know, you want your ego stroked or extra validation, but I think it's just an added element for you to help yourself grow. So we did that because in making GP2 better, we wanted to understand ourselves a little bit better.
Facts.
So our homework was, Ange got Krista, Krista got me, and I got Ange.
I left just my homework in the hallway. Can I go get it?
Yeah, get your homework. While she's picking up her homework, I'm just going to kind of relay a little bit about the idea behind it. So when you go back to like life and building shows one-on-one, you talk about character building and you talk about who you are. And I think that's a really uncomfortable thing for a lot of people to look at. If you have this idea of who you believe you are, but is it in line with how you live your life?
That's deep.
But is it in line with how you want to live your life? I think that's the hardest distinction, is because we all have an idea of how we want to live our lives. But what is it that you're doing that aligns with who you are, what's present, and what you want to be in the future?
Right.
So that's why I thought it would be funny for all of us to just kind of hear. I mean, we don't have to go through these whole lists if they're super long, but maybe just like a couple of the top ones that you had written down.
Mm-hmm.
So we can
couple
just,
top ones, Krista. I saw that, you know, that page and a half. That I
know,
wrote.
But when you all give me a homework and tasks and assignments, I like to complete it thoroughly.
There's always an overachiever in every group. And Krista is the one that wants extra credit. There is no extra credit here.
Fine. Okay.
But if you wanted to spend more time thinking about me, girl.
Yes, I loved it. It was fun doing this project, actually. I had a good time doing it.
Okay, good. Well, I think that you're going to sit on yours for a second because I'm really anxious to see what Angie had to say about you.
I'm really scared.
But why?
I'm a hot mess.
I don't think so.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Well, I don't know if Angie thinks so, but
I think we're all hot messes.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, yeah.
That's why you're my tribe.
You know, I've been out with you enough times to know that, you are a hot mess.
Thank you.
We're all hot messes.
Does that align with your future?
No.
Yes,
not.
It does. I still want
to
be like that.
It's okay to be
mom that sneaks outside to have wine while my baby's asleep on a camping trip. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But that's not really a hot mess. I think that's just called balance.
That sounds pretty normal to me.
Balance.
Mommy needs her wine.
Okay. I'm not a mom, guys.
So
I don't want to clarify. Angie is.
Oh, me. It's me? Okay, go.
Okay, so I first described you as spiritual.
Oh, I love Jesus.
So, yeah,
so
besides that, you're very into, like, spirit.
Yeah.
Like, you like to manifest things and stuff like that. I started actually kind of, like, mimicking that ever since, like 2 years ago.
Oh, she copied you.
So, and it kind of works.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I'm down. Mm-hmm. You.
Is it after you gave her the holy water?
I don't know. Did I give you holy water? I thought I gave you blessing oil. Did I rub you with blessing oil one night? No.
Mm-mm.
I did. I rubbed you with blessing oil.
I know you meant it.
And I rubbed the studio.
I remember that.
The 6 studio with blessing oil straight from Jerusalem. So yes, I will rub you with some blessing oil soon.
I also described you as a fashionista.
I can dress?
You're on top of like the latest fashions and latest trends. And I feel like you always have like custom things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. I'll take that. Oh my God, I love this project.
And then I put, you always know the right functions to be at. Where that can be, it's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yes.
Because I think I hear you say, I don't want to have FOMO at least like 10 times a week.
Oh my God, I know. I'm sometimes so exhausted hearing about Krista's schedule.
Yeah.
Or like what it is she has on top. But if she didn't have those things, she wouldn't be happy. Like you like to be in it.
So. I think I am a social person.
You like to be in the mix. You like to be in it.
You're like a socialite.
Yeah. Stop.
You're like a socialite. Yeah, yeah. Like you like the bougie stuff and like you like to be a socialite. But actually, no, these are great things about you.
Is that true?
You have also a tell you how it is attitude.
Really?
Yeah. Because even if I don't want to hear something or if Nina doesn't want to hear something, you're like, I'm just going to say it anyways.
Keep it a bean. Okay.
Which is really respectable.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Which is really respectable because sometimes you have those like yes friends around you or whatever. And that doesn't help.
I don't think I've always been like that, y'all. And I actually think I got that from Nina. I really do. Because you started keeping it a buck. You always keep it a bean.
I do.
And my childhood friends always tell me that I don't keep it 100 enough. So thank you for that. I received that.
Interesting. Guys, look at this. We already rubbed off on each other in ways we didn't even know.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I like that because you... So there's been a couple instances like... where you will keep it 100 and maybe one of us would get mad and be like, "What?" But we always, you know, we're always on the same page.
You gotta do that. That's how you know I love y'all, man.
That's how you know somebody's a real one, though. Because if you're willing to tell somebody something, not to tear them down, but to tell them the truth so they don't end up hurting themselves.
Right.
It's just like the same thing when you like are wearing an outfit that's less than flattering. You're letting me leave the house look like that. It's because you're a selfish little hoochie mama that wants to look all out here better than everybody else. But then that's not a good friend.
I think I asked Nina 20 times, do I look fat? She's like, yeah, change. I'm like, okay, thank you.
She'll look out for you.
But because I don't want you to look bogus. Yeah, I want everybody that is
around me to feel
like their best selves, to feel like their best selves and whatever that means. Okay, this was cute. Okay, I love it. All right, Chris.
Okay, you ready, Nini?
Tell me about me.
Okay, how would I describe Nina? Independent. You are so beautifully independent and I'm envious of it. I want to be just like that. I have family oriented.
True.
Because you are so centered around your beautiful mother and father.
True.
I appreciate the fact that you're a travel enthusiast.
Yes,
you inspire
normally.
Me to want to do travel, but it's been a pandemic, so that's not your fault. It's the pandemic's fault. I put that you're a foodie, that you enjoy cuisine, fine dining with a nice Malbec or a nice buttery Chard.
I admire that.
Or Pinot Noir.
Those places where you got to put the napkins on your lap.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm a little bougie in that way.
Don't get mad at me, but I did write down on my list. Oh, fuck.
Excuse
my language. Miss Captain Save-A-Ho, which we talked about this yesterday.
I know that about myself, though.
AKA
I do.
Stop spending money and tricking on these hoe-ass little boys.
I know.
But you are just a good giving nature ass. That should be on my list, is giving nature.
I don't know if that's giving nature or if that's just a fool. Because sometimes I can't distinguish the difference. Being a Captain Save-A-Ho, I think, is something that a lot of people deal with.
But I think we've talked about this on the podcast before. Remember when we were talking about letting dudes getting us gifts?
Yeah, I
don't really like them like that.
Yeah.
And you were just like, well, that's not my love language.
The title was makeup gifts, if you guys want to go back and listen to it.
Yeah. There we go. Makeup gifts. Oh my gosh, I have a long list. Nina, I'm sorry.
Just a couple more.
My phone's screen locked. Okay. I put lack of social balance because I feel like you like to stay in the crib.
I do.
Happy in the house. But again, I will chuck it up to the pandemic because we would kick it a lot pre-pandemic.
I don't know if it's the pandemic or if it's just the evolution of my cells and this is the changed me. I'm bored.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned that multiple times on this podcast and that's my own fault. My curiosity has to kick in. I need to experience new things.
Yeah.
I need to put myself in those positions. So I'm not mad by you saying those things. I know.
Oh, I have one more though.
Oh, okay.
That I like really have to get out there.
Okay, say it.
I put effortlessly beautiful and here's why.
Aww.
Because internally you are so beautiful, but and it's like almost like you're gorgeous on the outside, but the outside doesn't match how beautiful you are on inside. Like
you care about everybody.
You make sure everybody's doing what they got to do. You hold people accountable for their goals and not a lot of friends do that. And not to mention you look banging even when you don't have your eyebrows filled in or you're a little bit like behind on your Botox appointment. You look good.
she knows.
I'm like, I'm good. So I'm grateful to have. I don't mean to sound so vain.
No, but it those just, are things I care about.
The
so you're just
matches the outside.
You're mm-hmm. you're actually mirroring the things that I've said. Those are two things that I like to keep up. So appreciate you.
I love it.
No, that's so funny. But that's what I mean. Like, isn't it interesting to hear about mm-hmm. how other people perceive you? Because mm-hmm. you think you have an idea, mm-hmm. but how do you evolve if you're not as self-aware? And just even knowing that I'm a Captain Save-A-Ho, but hearing it again, it's like, all right, fool, if I have to pull my credit card out on you one more time,
I'm over it.
I'm just going to up mm-hmm. and leave and make you pay for it.
Yes. Yes. But I'm not the best person to be saying that, though.
You take everybody's money.
I do take people's money.
But is that a come up though? Because other people are trying to just throw their money at you?
Maybe. Cam, I don't know.
I mean, Cam's not trying to do that.
I know, but he endorses it. He's like, bitch, if they gonna give you the money, keep the money. But I'm really trying to fix that in my future self. So.
Well.
But this is about you.
This was about me. Thank you. Well, now it's about Ange.
I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This
one. I'm scared.
I know. I probably shouldn't have been the one to get Ange.
No, this is good. You've got that big sister perspective, you know? Lay it on it. Thick.
Ange is loyal to a fault. Ange has the biggest heart, which is almost mm-hmm. to a fault. Mm-hmm. Because when Ange loves something, mm-hmm. she loves it entirely. So hard, which That's is right. actually a really beautiful thing because I don't think a lot of people allow themselves to feel love. The spark of inspiration or love from whatever it is. Now, on the flip side, that will tear her down to her very core and she'll be left like a puddle empty. Of goo on the floor.
Well, the biggest hearts get broken the easiest.
Right. But she just has to start toughening that one up a little bit. But that's not me to tell you. But the bonus, the good part about you is that your heart is so big and that you are so loyal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to toughen that part up, but that's okay. I'm Captain Save-A-Ho, so here we go.
Thanks.
Here's my cape. I told you I was a superhero. But aside from those things, Ange is actually very smart. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like that Paris Hilton ism. Or whatever it is, because you don't allow yourself to be outwardly smart.
But you are like low-key brilliant.
But you are very smart. You suck at geography.
Oh my gosh, I do.
But that's okay. There are so many other things that you're super knowledgeable on and you can figure out just about anything.
She's street smart.
And technologically smart. Mm-hmm. And she's very capable of figuring stuff out, but she doesn't outwardly Mm-mm. project that. So I think a lot of times people get the wrong idea about her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's funny, you know, she's a mess. She falls down all the time. Yeah. But I think her biggest strengths are the things that she's the most insecure about. Mm. And the fact that she is intelligent, she's probably more than capable of being self-sufficient and has no idea
Come on, Nina.
Been taking care of herself.
Oh my gosh. Like, self-sufficient is a good phrase for you.
But it's like it's a weird balance because she's been able to keep herself alive and take care of herself for all of these years, but at the same time all she wants to do is be taken care of and be a little bit reckless. Right. And so she dances this line of like, I'm a child, I'm an adult, I'm a child, I'm an adult, and then in the middle it's I'm smart. So, you know, I think that for you, a lack of self-esteem is a true thing to understand, but you have all these qualities that you should be extremely proud of. And I think that those are the things that I wish that you could see about yourself. And you are beautiful. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely beautiful. Absolutely. You carry yourself exactly the way that you are, as the little nugget that you are.
Yes.
And, you know, you have this infectious laugh and this charisma about yourself that I don't think you're aware of yet. So once you allow yourself to fully come into your own, it's going to be really exciting to see. And stop taking all that mess from all these people who are taking advantage of your big heart.
Period.
Period.
Yes. Don't let people take advantage of you.
I know. It's so hard.
I know.
But no, well, I do want to work on that.
So let's, I mean, you know, as we talk about moving forward and the evolution, and we want to come back and see kind of a tougher version of Ange personally, and maybe of all of us. But Krista, when you talk about or think about, we know Ange gets taken advantage of.
Correct.
What would you tell her? Like, what would you tell her? You've been in those situations too, where people take advantage of your kindness, but you've definitely toughened up quite a bit.
That's a really hard question.
Yeah, but there had to be some type of shift inside of you.
I think it's honestly like being burned. Like you will get to the point where you've been burned so bad that you're not going to let it happen again. Mm-hmm. You're just not there yet. I'm not telling you to keep on letting people take advantage of you, but there will be a day where you're just like, unless you're have a disorder. No offense to people who have that type of disorder, but I really feel like you will get to a point where it's like, okay, this is blatant disrespect. Mm-hmm. And you've also blatantly disrespected me on this day and this day and this day. That's just what it took for me. Mm-hmm. And then I also realized once my self-esteem started getting higher and higher and higher and higher, it was a privilege for people to be in my space. Yeah. Then when people, then you attract people that realize it's a privilege to be Angie's friend. I'm grateful to be Angie's family. I'm lucky to be here. So let me chill. Let me not take advantage of her and use her. So mm-hmm. I think that I have two responses. A, you will get burned enough and you will be tired of being burned. And B, eventually you're going to grow into yourself fully and realize I'm that bitch. And then it won't happen no more.
Yeah. And then the funny part is you're going to find yourself saying, nah, I'm good. And you're going to be staying at home watching Avengers movies too, because you get to a point where you're like, no,
I'm good.
Oh my God. Good.
No is a complete sentence, honey. N-O,
I am
period.
Good.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's going to happen. Oh my God. I love this.
But then you know what the other part of it is too?
What?
Is if you've experienced serious levels of pain, you know, Angie's been really open, I think, throughout our journey on guilty pleasures and growing pains. And we don't really live too much in certain areas that, you know, are painful to rehash, mm-hmm. if you will. But you've experienced some very dark, hard things that most people in their lives will never feel or never see. And I'm saying this, I know, very vaguely without going into depth, but please just take my word for it. And once you look at someone that has found a way to bounce back and that has this jovial attitude that wants to be happy, you know that whatever you're feeling isn't the most painful pain. So you just kind of are like, well, this isn't as bad as that was.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty bad. So it's like the levels of bad are still bad, baddest, bad, 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 mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So you need to get to the point where the line is we uh-huh. good.
Consistent. Yeah.
And consistently we good. So anything that's even remotely a little
you're
bit
not,
bad.
You're not rocking with it.
Right. So we don't wait for bad, bad, bad. Yeah. We stop at, oh, you're getting to bad.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
But,
yeah.
you, but that goes back to boundaries and stuff like that. And for anybody to be able to identify what their threshold is in pain, in life, in needs. So whatever it is that you're doing, is it aligning with who you want to be? Mm-hmm. Not to mention whatever it is that you've already been,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that makes
yeah,
up
that makes
who
sense.
You are.
I'm just letting it marinate. That's deep.
Yeah.
Y'all. That's deep.
It is
because it's a reaction of trauma. You've been traumatized so much that when something fucked up happens to you, you're like, okay, well, it's not as fucked up as when.
Yep.
Yeah, that
happened.
Actually is how I think about things. Cause I'm like, okay, well, there's been way worse that I've dealt with and you know,
amen.
So maybe at some point we'll get to those things because it probably could help somebody else out too. Mm-hmm. But for today, we'll just leave it at knowing that it's been tough in certain
Absolutely.
Moments. And she's one of those people that is a survivor and a thriver.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to see those people.
You
want to see those people really excel, but not allow yourself to get into the depths of what, you know, pain is.
Because
sometimes, though, that gets addicting too.
Man.
If there's not drama in your life, if there's not pain in your life,
and
you don't feel alive.
Like that shit. Some people love chaos 24/7.
I think I was that person to be perfectly honest.
I love that. So people get stressed out when there's no
draining,
chaos
though. Like that would drain me.
It's like, I don't know if you guys would consider yourselves to have an addictive personality.
Absolutely.
And I'm not, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not talking about drugs and alcohol and I'm not talking about being strung out and stuff, but there is that level of serotonin that's released in your body. So it's like you chase these extreme highs.
Yes.
And so the opposite side of that is that you have these extreme lows.
Yeah. That's
100%.
But the beauty of both sides is you're going to feel something.
Yeah.
So if you're in that middle and you're in this like plateau space where you don't feel anything, you're like, well, I'm bored. Or what's happening?
Yeah,
is something
you're
wrong?
Looking for something.
You're
chaos.
Looking for something and you're always waiting for chaos. So the only way that you feel alive is if you feel something. And I used to be that way.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I've been in so many unhealthy relationships. But now I'm like, if I don't feel anything, it's cool.
Yeah, that's fucking beautiful, man.
It's kind of uncomfortable, but it's a new space to live because otherwise you're creating chaos in your own life.
And magic
whatever.
Happens outside your comfort zone, man.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's why I always used to say, if you're scared of something,
do it.
Do it. But, you know, I guess we'll just wrap it there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, what else? This was good. This was very self-reflective. Thank you.
I know.
Yeah, I like this one.
Great idea.
I hope that this experiment that we did amongst ourselves maybe inspires you to do it, you know, with you, with yourself, or maybe you feel like you relate to one of us and maybe you just learned something about you. Either way, I'm really glad that you guys are here for the journey. I'm really excited to bring you our new and improved, not different. We're the same, just a little bit elevated to, for everybody to get a bigger payoff. So anyway, thank you for being here.
Love you guys.
Thank you for being patient. We'll keep you posted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.